Let us begin with a time of silent prayer and reflection as we prepare to come before the Lord.
让我们在开始聚会以前，我们安静我们的心，用祷告来到神的面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can gather together to remember what Jesus has done.
亲爱的天父，我们为着今天在一起相聚的时间来感谢你，让我们有时间一起来纪念主为我们所做的。
He has given so great a sacrifice.
他为我们献上了他为我们的罪献上了祭。
It's hard to even fathom the love that He has demonstrated on our behalf.
真的是用言语难以表述他在十字架上为我们所做的一切，他为我们所付的爱。
And as we gather today to reflect on the last words of Jesus,
在我们今天相聚在一起，想到十字架上耶稣所说的七句话。
Help us be meditative in our response and our reception of your word.
主啊，帮助我们再一次来思想你的话语。
And may we give you all the glory.
我们把一切的荣耀
in Jesus' name
归给你。
Amen.
奉主的名。
Our first hymn today is hymn 125.
今天我们一起来唱圣诗125首。
We should have hymn books on the seat. And you can please share if there's not enough on your row.
圣诗本在你们的座位上。
Let's all rise.
请起立。
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be.Lest I forget thy thorn crown bough, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary.Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels in robes and light arrayed, guarded he whilst thou slept. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony,Lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Let me like Mary through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb, lead me to Calvary.Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee.Even thy cup of grief to share, thou hast borne all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary.Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
And the choir will now minister to us in music.
现在我们诗班来献诗。
奇异的爱，怎能如此？我主我神，竟为我死；我主我神，竟为我们死。
We are now going to reflect on the last words of Jesus.
我们要再思想主在十字架上的亲言。
The seven last words recorded in Scripture.
在经文上所记载的最后七言。
And we're going to have one brother share on each of these passages.
我们有七位弟兄会上来，每一个弟兄分享一节。
We're going to have four that will give the passages one after the other.
那我们每一个弟兄来了分享完一个经文以后，他们就有一点简短的分享。
And then we'll sing a hymn and hear the last three.
然后我们四个弟兄分享，先分享完以后，我们就有一次唱诗。然后我们接下来再有三位弟兄接着分享。
And so for those that are sharing, you can just come up when it's your turn.
And 那些要上来分享的弟兄，那到轮到你的时候就请上来。
The first verse we're going to reflect on is Luke 23:34.
那第一要分享的经文是路加福音23:34.
And Da Ping Fan will share.
大平弟兄会上来分享。
感谢神，每年我们都有这样的机会来重温十架诗人。
Thanks be to God, then we have this opportunity that we can review the seven words that Jesus has on the cross.
第一句记载在路加福音23:34.
The first one is Luke 23:34.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
首先，我想对这里的慕道朋友说。
First, I'd like to say to the speakers,
我们的神是一位赦免的神。
Our God is a God of forgiveness.
这是福音的核心。
This is the core of the gospel.
你在认识耶稣之前
，before you know the Lord Jesus，
不管你做过什么事
，doesn't matter what you have done，
在你认识他、相信他之后
，after you get to know Jesus， after you believe in him，
神会一概赦免。
God will forgive everything.
因为在他眼里，你已成为一个新造的人。
Because you are a new creation in Him.
正如哥林多后书第五章十七节所讲。
Just like Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says like this.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
The past has gone away, all things has become new.
下面我想与组里的弟兄姐妹分享两点。
I'd like to share with brothers and sisters two points.
第一点，主耶稣被钉上十字架。
Number one, the Lord Jesus is nailed to the cross.
甚至是他自己的子民用他换下了一个杀人犯。
Even though it's his own people, trade him for a murderer.
把他钉在十字架上。
And they nailed the Lord Jesus on the cross.
这个悲剧的根本原因是当时有太多太多的人不认识耶稣。
The reason why this tragedy happened because many, many people did not know the Lord Jesus at that time.
这是在两千年前。
It was about 2,000 years ago.
太多的人不认识耶稣，不相信自己是神的儿，不相信他是神的儿子。
Too many people did not know the Lord Jesus and they refused to believe that he was the Son of God.
不相信他是人的救主。
They refused to believe that he was the Savior.
耶稣只有用他自己的无罪之身去赎回他的子民。
Jesus had to redeem his people using his innocence.
当我们看现在的世界
，When we look at the world today，
我们会发现耶稣仍然被钉在十字架上。
We can discover that the Lord Jesus is still nailed on the cross.
现在仍有太多的人不认识耶稣。
Still today, too many people still.Do not know the Lord Jesus.
他们仍然在嘲笑耶稣。
They were still laughing at Jesus.
羞辱耶稣。
They still shamefully insulted Jesus.
想置耶稣与信耶稣的人于死地。
They want to persecute those who believe in Jesus.
耶稣在马太福音28:19里面命令我们。
Jesus in Matthew chapter 28:19 says this, give us command.
你们要去做使万民做我们的门徒，做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations。
朋友们，在这个受难节的晚上，这句话是不是尤其的响亮
dear brothers and sisters, in this Good Friday evening, is this something that is loud and clear for us?
第二点，我常常觉得我自己。
Number two, I feel that through this way myself.
说不定也有你。
Maybe you have a different feeling.
有意无意的，天天还在把耶稣钉十字架。
We may inadvertently still nail the Lord Jesus on the cross every day.
尽管我们说我们认识他，相信他。
Even though we say that we know him, we believe in him.
但我们所言所行所思所想，却常常亏欠他的荣耀。
But whatever we do, whatever we say, very often, we come short of his glory.
我们所言所行常常做坏见证。
We usually give a bad testimony with our deeds and with our speech.
使弟兄姐妹跌倒。
So that brothers and sisters stumble.
把福音朋友吓跑。
And then those speakers, seekers, they are scared away by the gospel.
让撒旦魔鬼得胜。
Then Satan will triumph.
我想以下一句经文与大家共勉。
I'd like to share this following passage.
在罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
保罗说，
Paul said this,
所以弟兄们，
therefore brothers,
我以神的慈悲劝你们，
I encourage you with the mercy of God,
将身体献上，
offer up your body,
当作活祭，
as a living sacrifice,
是神圣洁的，是神喜悦的，
it is holy and it is pleasing in the sight of God,
你们如此侍奉，
when you do this,
乃是理所当然，
this is a reasonable service.
接下来我要分享十架七言的第二句话。
I'd like to share the second saying of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
耶稣对他说，我实在的告诉你，今天你要与我一起在乐园里了。
Jesus said, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
我有三点想要和各位分享。
I'd like to share with you three points.
应许的对象。
And then this, the points is about
耶稣的应许。
About Jesus' promise.
耶稣的同在
Jesus' presence.
在这一句话之前，我们先了解这句话 的背景是耶稣对谁讲了这句话。
Let us consider the background to see who Jesus was saying this to.
以及这个人对耶稣说了些什么。
And what did this person said, say to Jesus?
第39节到第42节这边讲到说，那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。那
In this passage, one of them who was crucified next to him said that, are you not the Christ? Then you can save us.
那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕上帝吗？
The other one said that you also are being punished. You are not afraid of God.
我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
What we suffer we deserve because we saw it's deserving of our deeds, but this person did not do anything bad.
就说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And he said, Jesus, when you return to your kingdom, please remember me.
我们知道这是一个三个人的对话。
We see that this is a dialogue.
从第一个罪犯中的罪白中。
The dialogue between two people, the first one who was crucified, he said,
知道他是从别人的身上知道耶稣是基督，是神所拣选的。
He knew from others that Jesus was the Christ, he was the chosen one of God.
从35节这里，
starting from verse 35,
他可能在牢中一段时间，
maybe he was in prison for a period of time.
有关基督的事情都是由士兵、群众、祭司长、法利赛人的领袖听来的。
Maybe he heard of the story about Jesus from maybe the high priest or the soldiers or from other people.
对罪犯来说，最重要的是 就是可以不要有这个死刑在他身上。
To the prisoner, the important thing in his mind was that he can escape the death penalty.
对第二个罪犯来说
，To a prisoner,
他也是罪犯。
He knew that he was among the condemned.
不同的一点是，他认清自己的罪来。
The difference is that the second one who was condemned, he recognized his sinfulness.
这里我们也可以来反思，我们可能都知道耶稣，但我们不知道一些在紧要关头的时候，我们是不是只想到耶稣可以为我做什么。
Maybe we can think that many of us know about Jesus, but in terms of critical moments, do we consider what Jesus can do for us?
第二个罪犯在回应第一个罪犯之后
，The first one who was condemned in response to the other person，
他知道耶稣也相信有罪。
He knew that Jesus also believed that it was sin。
他更进一步相信，他的确确相信耶稣是弥赛亚。
And he believed that Jesus was Messiah。
他的国度会降临。
And his kingdom, the Lord Jesus' kingdom, shall come.
他说：“耶稣，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
He said, "Jesus, when your kingdom come, remember me."
再来看这段这句经文，耶稣对他的应许，不是只对悔改罪犯的应许，也是对悔改世人的应许。
In this passage, we can see that the promise that Jesus made was not only to this person who was crucified; it was also to the world.
第二，我们来看耶稣给了我们什么应许。
Number two, we can see what promises Jesus has given us.
应许是双方的。
Promise is something that is two-way.
通常是上对下，高对低，全能对无助的人。
Usually it is superior to the inferior, the higher to the lower, and then the omnipotent to the powerless.
这里的应许发生在罪犯的请求。
This was about the pleading of one of the sinners.
当一个无助、没有盼望的罪犯来到这位基督面前
，When someone who is hopeless and powerless come before Christ,
他要的是主不要忘记他。
He said, "Lord, do not forget me."
求主纪念他。
Please remember me.
在圣经中的人物
，In the Bible, a lot of Bible characters.
约伯在困难中向神呼求，神最终回应他的回应。
Job also cried out in his difficulties, and God eventually answered him.
在中国的历史中
，Amongst Chinese history,
屈原所做的天问也是一种呼求，但他却没有得到答案。
屈原 wrote this, asking the heavens, he asked the heavens, but he did not receive any answer from the heavens.
祈求的对象是很重要。
The object of your asking is important.
只有在对永恒真神的祈求，我们才有盼望，也才有应许。
We can, we only have hope if we ask of the only true God, then we can have the promise.
最后，我们讲到神的同在。
Lastly, we talk about the presence of God.
是不受环境困苦环境的限制，也不受地理上的限制。
It is not confined by geographic locations, not confined, not limited by your difficult situations.
也是这一次这一节经文说最后一句，今日你要同我在乐园里。
And this is the end of this passage. It says that today you shall be with me in paradise.
我们不知道乐园是指天。对于乐园的解释。有很多不同的解释。
We are not sure whether paradise refers to heaven. There are different interpretations of the word paradise.
或者是一个地方在等候耶稣的第二次再来。
It may be a place to wait for the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
在圣经中有很多的受苦者。
There are many people who suffered in the Bible.
神与他们同在。
God was with them.
像被卖到埃及的约瑟。
Just like Joseph who was sold into slavery to Egypt.
使徒保罗
and the apostle Paul,
但是我们这边看到耶稣
but we see Jesus over here.
今天是受难节
today is Good Friday.
有人此时此刻也在苦难重担当中
many people are still in the midst of tribulations and in suffering.
让我们思想受苦的基督和他的同在。
Let us consider the suffering Christ and then His presence with us. Thank you.
今天我要分享的是十架新年的第三年。
Today I'd like to share the third thing of the seven things of the Lord Jesus.
这实际上是主基督耶稣对两个人说的两句话。
This is two statements that Jesus made to two people.
约翰福音十九章二十六节、二十七节。
John chapter 19 verse 26, 27.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边。就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”
When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son."
又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”
And he said to the disciple, "See, this is your mother."
我想借这两句话来探讨一下我们基督徒怎样处理和父母的关系。
I'd like to use these two statements to explore as Christians how do we relate to our parents.
我们其实我们作为基督徒的话呢，基督对我们的要求是很高的。
As Christians, Christ has high expectations of us.
基督耶稣说，你们不爱我胜过爱你们的父母，就不配做我的门徒。
Jesus said, if you do not love me more than you love your parents, you are not worthy to be my disciples.
甚至我们跟从基督耶稣的代价有可能是我们的亲情，特别是我们的父母还不信主的时候。
And the cause of our following Lord Jesus could be our relationship with our parents or loved ones.
路加福音第九章六十一节。
Luke 9 verse 11 says that.
又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。
Someone say, Lord Jesus, I want to follow you, but let me go first and say goodbye to my parents.
耶稣说。手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
Jesus said, "If you put your hand to the plow and you turn look back, then you're not worthy for the kingdom of God."
这句话说的是非常严重的。
This is a very serious saying.
这个好像就是说，我们为了神的道，我们就应该要好的时候，我们有可能就是要抛弃我们的父母。
This is to say that if we follow the Lord Jesus, sometimes we may need to forsake our relationship with our parents.
至少我们不需要听我们父母的话。
Or maybe we do not need to obey everything that they commanded us.
但是实际上呢，主基督耶稣是这样对他的父母的吗
？But is this how Jesus treated his parents?
在圣经里面至少有两处我们可以看到主基督耶稣怎么样处理和他自己的父母的关系。
In the Bible, we can see at least two places how Jesus relates to his parents.
他十二岁的时候，父母带他去圣殿里面，然后待了三天。
When he was 12, he was in the temple, he was there 3 days.
然后父母找到他，他就对父母说。
The parents found him, and then he told his parents this.
为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Why do you seek after me? Do you know that I need to be worrying about the things pertaining to my father?
但是接下来的章节就说到。
But what the sentence that follows says this.
他回到了拿撒勒，然后顺从他的父母。
The next verse says that he returned with them to Nazareth, and he was obedient to them.
第二个例子是，他行的第一个神迹由水变酒。
The second example for incident was that the first miracle he did, he changed water into wine.
他母亲对他说：“没有酒了。”
His mother told him, "They are out of wine."
他说我的时候还没有到。
And he said, my time has not come yet.
但是最后他还是遵照他母亲的吩咐把水变成了酒。
But yet later on, he still obeyed to his mother's request and changed the water into wine.
从这两节经文我们可以看到。
From these two passages, we can see that.
我们是要把神的道、神的国是作为我们的首要的事情。
We need to consider the kingdom of God and His will to be our first priority.
但是我们也要顺从我们的父母。
But we also need to obey or respect our parents.
主基督耶稣在十字架上说的这两句话。
The Lord Jesus said these two sayings on the cross.
正是我们给我们树立的一个尽孝的榜样。
This tells us that we need to do our duty as children.
我们作为基督徒也是父母的儿女，也应当尽我们尽孝的责任。
As Christians, we are also children, so we need to also submit to filial piety.
主基督耶稣在十字架上所做的是拯救整个全人类的大事。
The Lord Jesus on the cross, he was doing a mighty work to redeem all of mankind.
但是他还是看到了他母亲的需要。
But he still noticed the need of his mother.
我们想一想，我们有时候很多时候借着有一些借口。
Consider this, that oftentimes we have some excuses.
比如说是工作忙，或者是教会有服事，或者是有其他的事情。
Maybe we have a busy at work or a lot of work to do at church or other matters.
所以我们忽略了我们父母的需要。
So we might have ignored the needs of, forget about the needs of our parents.
我们做的事情难道比基督耶稣在十字架上所做的事情更重要吗？
What we do is it more important than what Jesus did on the cross?
所以从这个意义上来讲，我们不管怎么样，我们都是要考虑到我们父母。
So it does not matter what, we still need to consider our parents and their needs.
同时我们也可以看到主的爱对我们，不管是对他的母亲来讲也好，对我们来讲的也好，是无微不至的。
We can see the love of God is caring to the minutest details, even to his parents.
因为他知道我们需要什么，只要我们求他的国，他什么都要赐给我们。
He knows our needs. As long as we seek his kingdom first, all the rest shall be given unto us.
但是他在十字架上还是考虑到了他母亲的实际的需要。
He was on the cross, yet he still cared about the needs of his mother.
他母亲的需要难道真的是生活上的照顾吗？
Was he truly just taking care of her livelihood?
主基督耶稣有四个弟兄。
The Lord Jesus has four brothers.
还有至少两个妹妹。
And at least two other sisters.
所以说他母亲在生活上肯定是有人照顾的。
So definitely her mother, his mother would be taken care of.
但是他为什么要说这两句话，把他的母亲托付给约翰呢？
So why did Jesus have to say this to kind of ask John to take care of his mother?
我想更重要的是他考虑到了他母亲属灵上面的需要。
I think the more important thing is that he may have considered the spiritual needs of his mother.
他的弟弟在位的时候还没有信主。
His younger brother at that time was not a believer yet.
但是门徒约翰却是他最喜爱的门徒，也是唯一站在十字架上面的门徒。
But his apostle, the disciple John was his beloved disciple and also the only disciple that was with him by the cross.
所以他体谅到了他母亲属灵上的需要。
So he considered the need of his mother's spiritual needs.
所以从这一点上来讲，我们要做的事情也是一样。
So we need to do the same thing.
我们不单是要看顾我们父母的在生活上面的需要。
Not only we take care of the daily life, the daily need, physical needs of our parents.
我们还要做到他们能够帮助他们属灵上面的需要。
We also need to help them with their spiritual needs.
如果我们的父母还没有信主，我们就是要迫切的向他们传福音，要活出主的样式来。
If our parents are still not believers, we need to earnestly pray for their salvation and also leave a good testimony for them.
感谢主，如果你的父母是信主的，那么我们也要有很多时间和他们分享，使我们在主里面有一个交通。
If your parents are believers, thanks be to God, and we also need to spend time to have sharing with them in the Lord.
因为这样会使我们和父母的关系更加的密切。
Then we will make our relationship between us and our parents more intimate.
然后在主里面，我们共同的去奔向那个最终的目标。
And then in the Lord, then we can go be on back on pilgrimage together.
好，我就分享这一些。
This concludes my meeting. Thank you. My sharing. Thank you. The fourth thing of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
这是马可福音第十五章三十四节。
It is the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 34.
先说的时候，耶稣大声喊着说。
At that time, Jesus cried out loudly.
以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴戈达尼。
And it was this saying.
希伯来话翻出来就是我的神，我的神为什么离弃我？
It was in Hebrew, and when what it means is that my God, my God, why do you forsake me?
让我们一起来思想这句宝贵的话语中所给我们的信息。
Let us consider this precious saying in the message for us.
你仔细查考福音书。
When you look at the Gospels,
我们就可以知道主耶稣在上十字架之前就已经承受了非常大的肉身上的痛苦。
Before Jesus went to the cross, he was infected with great suffering.
这包括他被抓、受审、被讥笑、被谩骂、被羞辱、被鞭打。
And he was arrested, he was ridiculed, and he was on trial, and he was scourged, he was whipped.
虽然并没有人能够证实他有罪。
Nobody can convict him of any crime.
他肉身已经非常虚弱。以致在通往哥哥他的路上，他没有力气能够背起他的十字架刑具。
Because of his suffering, he was very weak. So on the way to the cross, he could not carry the cross all the way.
正是在这种情况下，他的手脚被钉，被挂在十字架上。
And it was under this condition, and his hands and his feet were nailed to the cross, and he was crucified.
然而，相比他肉身的痛苦
，and that was his physical suffering.
他在灵里承受了更大的痛苦。
But spiritually he suffered even more.
因为他不得不与父神在灵里分离。
Because he was separated from God spiritually.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He said, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
正是主耶稣在极端的痛苦中发出的喊声。
Jesus, in extreme pain, he cried out.
仔细思考这句话。
Let us consider this saying.
我们会发现主耶稣是以罪人的身份。
And the Lord Jesus was at that time was in the place of a sinner.
喊出这句话。
He made this cry.
我们知道他并没有犯罪。
But he was innocent.
他在十字架上所受的刑罚是因为他背负世人所有的罪。
He was punished on the cross because he bare the sins of the people in the world.
受到了神公义的审判。
And he was judged by the righteous God the Father.
神是圣洁的，他不能与罪共存。
God is holy, he cannot tolerate sin.
他必要审判罪。
And sin has to be judged.
通过主耶稣在十字架所受的审判和死亡。
Through the Lord Jesus being judged and his death on the cross.
耶稣替我们偿还了所有的罪债。
Jesus paid back all the debt of sin.
他用自己的生命把我们赎回来。
He redeemed us with his life.
使我们能够脱离罪的权势。
So that we can escape the power of sin.
正是耶稣在十字架被神离弃。
And Jesus was forsaken by God the Father on the cross.
我们才得以重新被领到神面前，与神和好。
And because of this, we can be brought before God and be reconciled to God.
让我们一起思想，为什么天父愿意舍弃自己的独生爱子？
Let us consider why this God the Father was willing to forsake his only beloved Son.
为什么主耶稣甘心顺服，以致在十字架上屈辱的死去？
Why did Jesus was willing to obey and die such a humble, humiliating death on the cross?
因为神爱我们。
Because God loved us.
他不愿我们永远的陷在罪里。
He doesn't want us to stay in sin forever.
不愿与我们分离。
He doesn't want to be separated.
他愿意让我们与他一同享受他永远的丰盛和荣耀。
He wants us to have a part to be with him together to share in his richness and abundance forever.
创造宇宙和我们生命的主，愿意为我们死在十字架上。
The creator of all the universe, the creator of life, was willing to die for us on the cross.
这是何等的大爱。
This is such a magnificent love.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
让我们牢记主在十字架上为我们的成就的救恩。
Let us remember, definitely remember the salvation that the Lord Jesus accomplished for us on the cross.
让我们明白我们所信的福音并不是廉价的。
Let us understand that the gospel that we believe in is not a cheap grace.
虽然我们并没有付出什么代价。
Even though it is free.
但是主却为我们付出了他生命的代价。
Yet the Lord Jesus paid it with his dear life.
他为我们爱。
He died for us.
是要让我们为他而活。
So we need to live for him.
能够让我们得到神在永恒中为我们预定的永远的荣耀。
So that we can be with him in eternity as he has foreordained.
愿颂赞、荣耀、尊贵、全能都归给他。
May glory and power and honor and all this be given to him.
直到永远永远。
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us continue to reflect on the cross by singing hymn 120.
那我们继续的思想来神的荣耀的爱。
The old rugged cross. Let's sing.
我们一起起立来唱诗第120首古旧十架。Questions with John 19:28. 我们继续下面的分享。
主耶稣的在十架上的第五句话是“我渴了”。
The fifth statement that Jesus said on the cross.Was I am thirsty.
主为什么说我渴了呢?
Why did Jesus say that he was thirsty?
第一，他是为此经上的话应验。
And the first, and he was fulfilling the scripture.
约翰福音第十八章，第十九章二十八节说。
Book of John, chapter 19, verse 28.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。
Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty."
第二，为什么主耶稣会渴
？Secondly, why was Jesus thirsty?
因为他是一个人，是人都会渴。
Because he was a human being, and if a human being would feel thirsty.
约翰福音第四章第七节说。
John 4:7.
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。
When a Samaritan woman came to draw water,
耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。
Jesus said to her, "Would you please give me a drink?"
第三，主耶稣被悬挂在十字架上。
Thirdly, Jesus was hung on the cross.
午后的阳光照着他。
The afternoon sun shone on him.
钉痕上的血绵绵不断的流出。
The blood on the cross shed slowly.
在十架上经过了六个钟头。
After 6 hours on the cross,
血流尽了。
And he shed his blood.
水也流干了。
He was dehydrated.
这时主耶稣渴得不得了。
And at this time, Jesus was very thirsty.
他确实是渴了。
He was thirsty indeed.
第四点。
Fourthly,
耶稣在十架上真的想喝水吗？
Did Jesus really want to drink water on the cross?
不。
No.
他是要实现圣经对他的预言。
He wanted to fulfill the scripture.
希伯来书第十章说。
Book of Hebrews chapter 10 says.
神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。
And God, I come, I want to fulfill your will.
我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
And it is written about me in the scripture.
诗篇二十二篇所讲的。
Psalm 22.
我的舌头贴在我牙床上。
My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth.
渴了就是这个样子。
And such is being thirsty.
在一千年前，就是这个大卫王也说。
About 1,000 years ago, King David said.
他们。拿苦胆给我当食物。
They put gall in my food.
我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝。
And they gave me vinegar for the thirst.
这是形容主被钉十字架时，人们怎么对待他。
This is how and it was depicted that how Jesus was treated on the cross.
他们非但不给主耶稣喝水。
They did not give Jesus water.
他们反而拿醋给他。
Instead, they gave him vinegar.
加重他的苦难
increased his pain,
使他干渴难当
and so that he will be so thirsty and the thirst would be unbearable.
第五点
Fifthly,
约翰福音第四章第十四节
and John 1:14,
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴
If you drink the water I give you will never become thirsty.
这位给世人带来活水的人，如今自己渴了。
And Jesus who gave the living water to the people, now he's thirsty.
这位曾经大行神迹的人，如今自己不行了吗
？And this person who once performed the miracles and couldn't he help himself?
不。
No.
主耶稣是生命的泉源。
Jesus is the source of life.
作为肉身的他死去。
And he was dead.In his body.
神在这时候却掩面不看他。
But at this time, God did not see him.
是为了成就神自己伟大的计划。
And it is to fulfill God's plan.
这就是救赎。
This is redemption.
在旧约的时代。
In Old Testament.
以色列人用牛。
Israelites offered ox.
羊。
Lamb.
去赎罪。
To redeem the sin.
而那时。
At that time,
罪只是掩盖而已。
Sin was just covered.
啊，只是掩盖。
Just covered.
如果你再犯
，If you sin again,
心脏老张一起算。
And then your sin will be accumulated.
神在这时是用自己的爱子为我们赎罪。
But now God using His beloved Son to redeem us.
神爱子的宝血涂抹我们的罪过。
And His Son's blood covered our sins.
所以他是为了我们可以来到父神的面前而死去。
So for us, and He died before God.
他为了我们饱足而饥渴。
And He became thirsty, and in order for us to be fed.
他为了我们平安而受刑。
And for our peace, and he suffered.
他为了我们痊愈而负伤。
And he was hurt because we can be healed.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
来吧，
come,
喝主耶稣所赐的水。
And come to drink the living water Jesus gave.
让主耶稣所赐的水在我们心里头成为泉源。
Let the living water Jesus gave be a fountain in our heart.
滋养到永生。
Till forever to have the eternal life.
第六点。
Sixthly,
主耶稣为我们尝了死味。
And Jesus tasted death for us.
希伯来书第二章第九节说。
In Book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9.
他为人人尝了死味。
He tasted death.
死味是什么？
And what is the taste of death?
死不单单是肉身的死。
And the death does not refer to the death of a body.
是讲死里面所带来的痛苦。
And it also refers to the suffering of being dying.
而罪的代价就是死。
The wage of sin is death.
死是一种刑罚。
Death is a punishment.
主耶稣在路加福音讲到拉撒路和财主。
In Book of Luke, Jesus talked about the Lazarus and the rich person.
财主在阴间里受苦。
The rich person suffered in hell.
最明显的是渴。
And one of the characteristics of suffering is to be thirsty.
他苦苦地恳求亚伯拉罕。
He begged Abraham.
来求你打发拉撒路来用手指蘸水凉凉我的舌头。
And the priest and the Lazarus and use a drop of water to tap on my tongue.
这句话的意思就是这个财主非常渴。
And what it means is the rich person was very thirsty.
渴得不得了。
And to the point.
这就是死味。
And this is a taste of death.
我们都知道主耶稣是无罪的。
We all know that Jesus was sinless.
他用他的死代替我们所有人的罪。
His death redeemed all of our sins.
主耶稣在十字架上。
On the cross.
他为我们人人尝了死味。
Jesus tasted death for all of us.
尝了阴间渴的滋味。
He tasted the thirst in the hell.
主耶稣基督为我们尝死味。
And Jesus Christ tasted death for us.
尝了渴的味道。
Tasted the taste of being thirsty.
他为我们成全了救恩。
But he accomplished the salvation for us.
使我们因他得赎。
So that we can be redeemed.
得蒙拯救。
So that we can be saved.
我们该如何来感谢与敬拜他呢？
So how can we respond to his love?
我们只有把自己摆上。
So the only way is we give ourselves to him.
为主所用。
And to be used by him.
说，主，我在这里。
Let us say, Lord, here we are.
John 19, verse 30.
约翰福音十九章三十节。
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished."
当耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了。
And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
At this point, Jesus went through horrible, horrible pain, suffering, humiliation, rejection, anything you can think of.
此时此刻，我们的主已经经历了很大的痛苦，也经历了无数的羞辱。
He has the power and authority to say it is finished.
但是主却有这样的权柄说成了。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that the penalty for our sins has been paid in full.
这就意思是我们所罪的代价已经被付了。
When Adam and Eve disobeyed God,
当亚当和夏娃违背神的时候，叛逆神的时候，
sin came to this world.
罪就来到了这个世界上。
Since then, there is no other hope.
自从那个时候就没有希望，除了死亡没有希望。
At this point, Jesus, because of his authority,
此时此刻，因为耶稣的权柄，
he was about to finish the curse of our sins.
他就要完全了神在我们身上的诅咒，就要做一个神在我们身上的诅咒，他就做了一个结束。
He doesn't have to suffer that long on the cross.
他没有必要在十字架上受那么长的罪。
It is because the sin itself is horrible to God.
但是因为罪在神的眼里面是很可怕的一件事。
He has to bear that pain and suffering.
耶稣必须要承担我们的罪，承担一切的苦难。
And the Bible clearly states that in Romans 3:23 it says,
在罗马书三章二十三节里面说，
Oh, everybody has sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
What's the punishment for that sin?
那就是罪的惩罚，就是死。
Romans 6:23 says,
罗马书六章二十三节说，
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
唯有神的恩赐在我们的基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Jesus said, it is finished.
耶稣说成了。
He didn't say, my work is finished.
他并没有说我的工作已经完全， 已经完了。
When we use word finished,
当我们用这个字成了的时候，
we usually put a context saying, my work is done.
那常常呢，我们就是只说是我们的工作完成了。
Or our project is done.
或者我们所做手上的项目已经做完了。
But when Jesus said it is finished,
但是当耶稣说成了，
it means it's generally covering everything.
那他所指的是他已经为我们遮盖了我们的罪。
It means that God's holy wrath can only be appeased by Jesus Christ's perfect sacrifice on the cross.
那这个意思就是说是那神对我们的罪他所发的义怒可以止息了。
It doesn't matter what kind of offerings we give to God.
不管我们向神献什么样的祭，
we cannot appease God's wrath.
我们都不能够止息神在我们的罪的义怒，止住他的义怒。
God so loved us.
神是如此的爱我们，
so that he has to provide sacrifice for himself.
他就自己向自己提供了一个完美的献祭。
Just like when Abraham was about to kill his own son Isaac, God stopped him.
就正如亚伯拉罕把他的爱子向神献上的时候，神就制止了他。
And he provided a lamb for his son.
神就用了一头羊来代替亚伯拉罕的献祭。
That lamb symbolizes Jesus Christ.
那一只羊就代表的是预表的是主耶稣。
1 John 4:10 says,
约翰一书四章十节说，
This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
And also Romans 3:24-25 says,
那罗马书三章二十四节到二十五节说，
And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭借着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
God paid for our penalty.
神为我们的罪付上了代价。
He provided us a free gift.
他给了我们一个礼物。
So that we don't have to suffer in hell.
因此我们就不用在地狱里面去受罪。
Only if we receive his gift.
但这个条件就是，如果我们接受这个礼物。
To receive gift.
那要接受这个礼物。
We have to take an action and respond to it.
我们就要采取行动来回应。
This morning we went to the zoo.
今天早上我们去了动物园。
And after that, we were hungry, so I told my kids that we're gonna eat at Subway.
然后完了以后，我就告诉孩子们肚子饿了，我们去吃 Subway.
And Caleb was excited.
那我的儿子 Caleb 就很高兴。
But at the end, we ended up at Anti.
那最后呢，我们就去了一家餐馆。
He was mad.
他就很生气。
He just really mad.
他真的就是很愤怒。
And he said that he's not going to eat.
然后他说他不吃。
And I said, okay, I agree with you. I accept your decision that you're not allowed to eat.
所以呢，我就跟他说，那好了，我尊重你的意见，你就决定你就不吃，你就不吃吧。
He was very disobedient.
那今天他就真的很不听话。
He was pouting.
然后他紧锁眉头。
When food came.
那点的菜上来了
We start to eat.
我们开始吃饭
He was still pouting.
他还在那边紧锁眉头
And finally my wife had to be a mediator.
后来呢我的太太呢就要做调解人做好人
She offered him if you say sorry and truly say sorry to everyone then you're allowed to eat food.
所以呢他就跟他说了如果你跟大家道个歉呢你就可以吃饭了
He said he doesn't want to eat it.
然后他还说他不想吃。
We are about half finished.
我们都吃到一半了。
And he started to show some kind of concern that he needs to eat food.
然后呢，他就开始呢，就装出来，就要他想吃饭。
Because my wife offered, you know, allow him to eat only if you say sorry because he offended us.
因为我太太就跟他说是给他有一个条件，除非你跟我们说一个道歉，否则你不能吃饭。
Finally, he took an action. He responded, said, "I'm sorry. You come to each one of us and everybody, say sorry. He did wrong. So at the end, he was allowed to eat."
然后呢，他就采取行动要做回应，就到桌子边呢跟每一个人呢都道歉。道完歉以后，他就可以吃饭了。
To reach that point,
那要到他道歉的那个份上。
My son has to make a decision.
那我的儿子呢是要做一个决定。
He has to humble. He has to bend.
那他必须要低下来。
Give up his right.
放弃他自己的权利。
And he has to say sorry.
然后他必须要说对不起。
After that, he was happy.
那完了以后呢，他就很高兴。
Same thing, Jesus provided us a free gift.
那同样，耶稣给了我们一个我们不用付代价的礼物。
But we have to respond to it.
但是我们必须要对此做一个回应。
Otherwise, the gift is not ours.
否则，这个礼物就不是我们的。
Then how can we respond? How can we receive that gift?
那我们怎么样才可以接受那个礼物呢？
First, we have to acknowledge that.We are sinners.
那首先呢，我们必须要承认我们是有罪的。
And Jesus died for our sins.
那耶稣是为着我们的罪而死。
Secondly, we have to we have to repent our sins.
第二，我们要悔改。
And ask for forgiveness.
我们要求主来原谅我们。
And finally, give our lives to God.
然后把我们的生命交给神。
Thirdly,
第三，
we have to give up our rights.
我们要放弃我们自己的权利。
To run our lives.
放弃我们自己来掌控自己生命的权利。
And let God control our lives.
让神来掌控我们的生命。
Since our lives no longer belong to us.
因为我们的生命不再属于自己。
But we belong to God.
因为我们属于主。
Lastly,
最后，
we have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
我们要接受主作为我们的救主。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
I am the way, the truth, and life.
我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
没有人可以到父那里去出来，通过我。
There is no other way to heaven.
到天堂的路没有别的道路。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
It is finished.
成了。
Our debt of sin is paid in full.
那我们的罪已经被付上代价。
It's our responsibility.
那是我们自己的责任。
To respond to his gift.
来回应神给我们的礼物。
Are you trying to control your life?
你今天是否还在，是否要尽力的掌控自己的生命？
Have you given your life to the Lord?
你是否已经把你的生命交给了主？
And received the gift of salvation?
你是否已经接受了救恩的礼物？
Amen.
Jaren, 大家好。
Hi, everyone.
Now I speak in English.
现在他讲英文了。
As we consider the life of Jesus Christ,
当我们在思想耶稣的生命的时候，
John said, if we were to write down every word that Jesus said, he said that all the world could not contain all the words.
约翰曾经说过，如果我们要记载下耶稣所说的每一句话，世界上所有的图书馆都不能够装下。
So as we consider the last thing that was,
当我们今天在想主耶稣在十字架上的最后一句话的时候，
the last thing that Jesus uttered after speaking so many words and doing so many things.
在主耶稣说了，在世界上说了那么多的话，行了那么多的神迹，他最后一句话所说的是，
We have to consider the weight of what would, if you're the Lord, what would be the, wouldn't the last thing you say be something that is of great importance?
那如果我们想一下，如果我们是主的话，我们要所说的最后一句话，那最重要的一句话将会是什么？
As Jesus hung on the cross,
在耶稣被悬挂在十字架上的时候，
He said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.
耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
And after he said this, he breathed his last.
说了这话，气就断了。
Meaning there was nothing else to happen, nothing else to come while he was still alive.
在那以后呢，就没有其他的事情发生了。
To commend your life, commend your spirit unto God.
那要把我们的生命，把我们的灵魂交给主。
Is a choice that each one of us must make.
这是我们每一个人必须要所做的一个选择。
In the case of Jesus,
那在耶稣的这个例子里面，
we learn in John 10 verse 18,
在约翰福音第十章里面讲到，
that no one can take the life of Jesus.
没有人可以夺我的命。
So if no one can take the life of Jesus,
如果没有人能够夺去耶稣的生命，
because he has an eternal life,
因为他有永生。
Then This truly was a sacrifice that he made, and nothing, not that it was forced upon him.
这就是他所付上的代价，因为没有人去强迫他这么做。
So willingly for you and for me.
所以我们自愿的是你还是我？
Jesus committed his life. He surrendered his life unto God.
耶稣完完全全的把他的生命顺服给主。
He surrendered to the punishment that he didn't deserve.
他顺服了他不啊不应该得到的惩罚。
And then, as we reflect on this, I think of Luke chapter 9:23.
当我们在思想这些的时候，我想到路加福音。
Where the Lord instructed his disciples to also take up their cross daily and follow him.
按着主也告诉他的门徒说，你们要背上十字架，每天来跟从我。
But for Christ.
但是对于基督来说
，His sacrifice was unto death.
他所做的牺牲就是死
，which led to eternal life.
那这个死呢，就可以引向永生。
In the same way, if you and I commend our spirits to God,
那同样，如果你和我把我们的灵魂都交给神
，it will be unto life.
那我们交给神也会引向永生。
You may say in your heart, to follow the way is too hard.
也许在你的心中会说，那我们要跟随耶稣实在是太难了。
But as we learn in Hebrews,
但是当我们读到希伯来书的时候
，Chapter 12, verse 4,
啊，第十二章
，The apostle said, "You have not yet suffered unto death, striving against sin."
那门徒就说，他就说你还没有啊 suffer enough.
我不知道
你还没有受过苦楚想起来了
So whatever we struggle with tonight
那不管我们心里面有何等的挣扎和纠结
You see me and I see each one of you before me
那你看到我以前也曾经见过你们
So whatever you're struggling through it has not been unto death
那在我们今天生命当中所挣扎的一切都没有跟主在十字架上死亡相比可比
It has not been so difficult that you could not sit here this evening
那也没有说是困难到一个地方以至于今天晚上你不能坐在这里
So as we go through this suffering
当我们在经历苦楚的时候苦难的时候
Sometimes it feels like a death. We're dying to ourselves. We're taking up our cross and dying.
啊，有时候我们就觉得我们真的就像死了一样，然后我们就背着这个十字架向死亡走去。
Because the flesh doesn't want to follow.
因为我们的肉身，我们不想去跟随。
The flesh doesn't want to die.
因为我们属肉体的，我们不想死亡。
So let us tonight, as we reflect.On the words of Christ as he lay prostrate on the cross for you and I.
当今天晚上我们在思想主在十字架上所说的七言的时候，我们想一想他在十字架上为我们所做的一切。
Let us make a new commitment.
让我们今天再一次来做一次承诺。
A new commitment to die to ourselves that we might be raised with Christ.
我们一做一个新的承诺，我们必须向主死去，所以我们就可以向十字架奔去。
And to know that no matter what we're suffering through tonight，
今天让我们知道，不管我们所经历的是什么样的苦难
，We have not yet suffered unto death。
我们都没有苦难到一个地步跟死亡相比。
So even if the trials that you face and I face today，
就是我们今天所经历的一切的试验。
I have been the hardest struggle of your life.
也许是你一生当中最难的挣扎。
Let us commit that we will surrender our will unto God, even unto death.
让我们再一次的来承诺，我们要来顺服我们的主。
And willingly say, God, I commend to you my spirit, my life.
让我们愿意来说，主啊，我跟你的承诺是一生一世的。
Because my choices have not led me to life.
因为我自己的选择不可以让我得到永生。
Apart from you.
那除了耶稣。
So into your hands.
所以这个选择是在你们的手上。
We commend our spirit.
我们将自己的灵魂将在交在主的手上。
As we prepare to come to the table, we're going to spend time in private in prayer and confession.
在我们预备心在领圣餐以前，我们有一段安静的时间。
And I have some papers we're going to pass out. I have some brothers that can pass them out.
我们有一些小纸条可以给大家传下去。
And so what I'm going to have you do is we're going to take this time, and if you wish, you can write down some confession on the paper.
那我希望你们能做的就是在那个纸头上呢，就写下你们要向神所认的罪，写下来。
And then when you're finished with that, you can come to the cross.
当你写完以后呢，就请到前面的这个十字架前。
And then you can just affix the paper to the nail.
有这个十字架上有钉子，就把你那个小纸条呢，就钉在那个钉子上。
No one will look at these confessions.
And then 没有人可以没有人会去读你所写下的跟神所认的罪。
It's between you and the Lord.
是你和神之间的事情。
And I will burn it in my fire pit at home when I get home.
那我会拿回家呢，把它烧在我的后院里面。
And so let's come before the Lord now in silent prayer and confession.
那我们一起到神的面前，再安静的来祷告和认罪。Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, for your forgiveness. And we thank you, Lord, for your promise.
主，我们谢谢你所许下的诺言。
That if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
今天我们在你的面前来认罪，你就会赦免我们一切的罪。
And cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
然后用你的公义来洗净我们。
We claim this promise today.
今天我们就这样来宣称主你的诺言是真的。
And thank you, we can now come to the table with a pure heart.
那现在我们可以。带着一颗纯洁的心来到主的主的台前。
In Christ's name, I pray.
奉主的名，我们祷告。
Amen. On the night that Jesus was betrayed,
在主耶稣被卖的那夜
，He gave these instructions.
他给他的门徒做了
，which were passed on by the Apostle Paul.
那
Who wrote, For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you.
他说我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
在被卖的那一夜，主耶稣拿起饼。
And when he had given thanks, broke it.
他祝谢了，然后就掰开。
And said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
然后他说，这是我的身体，你们如此行是为了纪念我。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying,
饭后他也照样拿起了杯。
This cup is the new covenant in my blood.
他说这杯是我的血，
与
你们所立的新约。
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
每逢喝这杯的时候，您就纪念我。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup. You proclaim the Lord's death until he returns.
那么你就表明主的死直到他再来。
At C4, we practice communion, which is an open table.
在我们的教会，那我们行圣餐的礼。
Which means you don't have to be a member of our church.
那你不一定是我们教会的成员。
But if you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior,
您接受主作为你的救主
and followed Him in being baptized,
跟随他并受了洗礼
we invite you to come to the table.
我们邀请你来到台前
Today we're going to do communion the way that we do it in the English congregation.
那今天我们行圣餐的意思就像我们在英文堂常常做的一样
and it's called intinction.And what it is you take I will say the body of Christ.
那当你来到台前的时候，我就会说这是主的身体。
And I'll have Richard come down, and you take the bread.
那我请 Richard 弟兄到这里来，你就拿了饼。
And then Richard will say the blood of Christ.
然后 Richard 呢就会说这是主的血。
And then you dip it in the juice and then eat.
然后你就用这个饼呢放在这个杯里面就可以。
So I'd like you to come up this aisle here by the cross.
请从这边上来。
Receive the elements.
当你接受这个饼和杯的时候。
And then you can make your way back around.
然后从那边回去。
Please come to the table.
请到前面来，到台前。
The body of
Christ.
The body of Christ. The body. I'd like to invite those who also who are being baptized this weekend to also participate if you'd like. The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Father, we thank you for your great sacrifice.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你为我们所付上的代价。
And we thank you, Lord, that we can come to your table to remember what you have done.
我们谢谢你，今天我们可以在你的台前来纪念你所为我们所做的。
And help us this weekend, Lord, to reflect on all that you've done.
帮助我们常常思想你在我们身上所做的一切。
And prepare our hearts, Lord, to come again to gather on Sunday.
请预备我们的心，在我们星期天在一起在聚会的时候。
To remember how you have conquered sin, death, and the grave.
我们再一起来思想你怎么样战胜死亡。
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿我们耶稣基督的恩惠。
And the love of God.
神的爱。
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
和圣灵的交通。
Be with you.
常与你们同在。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us close our service in, again in a time of silent prayer and meditation as Grace plays. And when you're finished, you're dismissed.
下面请默祷，然后散会。